Hey, you found the Bear Rugs, a quirky duo of podcasters clawing at you three times a week. On Mondays, we talk, banter, and ramble about a multitude of topics. Wednesdays are reserved for Ask a Bear Rug. We take the spiciest questions from our listeners, so be sure to hop on the site and send us a few. Fridays, we save those for movie and television series reviews. Thanks for tuning in, and welcome to the den. What's up, everyone? I'm James.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we're the Bear Rugs. Grab a chair, kick back by the fire.
If you have either of those things.
And grab a drink.
Ideally alcoholic.
And let the sweet, dulcet tones of the Bear Rugs fill your head.
We really appreciate you guys tuning in. And without further ado, let's get into it.
It is the Wednesday episode.
Ask a Bear Rugs.
You're getting good at it. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, I mean,
I also want to note. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. I reserve the right to regress.
Okay, that's okay. Fair. That's fair. You did say ask. Well, we're not. I'm not gonna critique it. You did good. I'm proud for you. Also, I got a new gamer subs, dude. Do you remember what it's called?
Blowhole bubbles.
That's objectively a better name. Blowhole blast.
Okay.
So it's like Baja Blast, but it's blowhole. Yeah, it's like lime mango. Kind of it's tingly tangly. It's got a little cutie on the canister. It's pretty good.
I'd like to think that one day if GamerSups lets us name our own, it's going to be the best name.
Yeah,
of their whole line. Yet.
What do you think it should be like?
Something I want to sit around and think.
That thing until that the bear houses when it hibernates is called a fecal plug. Shout out to Tomo who found that.
Thank you. I'm glad we got these people working on these things.
The GamerSups fecal plug, dude. What do you think?
There's got to be a play on words in there somewhere, or it's got to have something else with it.
Okay, yeah. What was that called?
Fruity frozen fecal plug or something like
that. Yeah, yeah. What do they call it when you're like brainstorming, but it's for something financial? What did it say? We'll workshop it. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, ask a Bear Rugs. Okay. Ask the Bear Rugs. Hey,
well, we got a comment in the comments section.
Do we?
It's specifically
addressed.
Not necessarily addressed at me, but I'm mentioned, so I'm going to have to.
You're going to field this one.
I'll field this one.
All right.
And I guess I should have seen this coming. In our last film review, I just absolutely destroyed the whole genre of animated.
Animated anything, dude. Films. Like, didn't matter if it was. And dude, here's the thing, right? And I made sure to build a wall between that perspective and me, because I take into account, and I'm not saying that you don't, but I take into account the amount of work that it takes to actually illustrate and or do it in you know, some sort of, like, arguably it could take as much, if not more, work than actually filming it on site.
Yeah, I don't think there's some kind of like no work. Easy to do things.
Okay.
So,
okay.
My review also isn't based on how this isn't a consolation prize. Like, oh, they worked really hard. I better give it a 7. Yeah, but I don't care.
There's something to be said about that, though, isn't there?
My reviews. Okay. No, not even remotely. Damn. A lot of work has gone into just absolutely horrible movies.
Avatar. That's fair. Whoa! Hey, you better pump the brakes, buddy.
The same guys might come after me for Avatar or Girl. I don't know. Who did this, but
this table's a lot smaller, buddy. All right. Better.
Yeah. We did move to smaller tables, so we've got room for headbutts now.
Yeah.
If one of us goes radio silent, it's because they got headbutted. Yep. But so I thought I explained this. My reviews are based on strange things. A lot of it's like personal. It could have sentimental value or cause me to walk out of the theater thinking or with dread or whatever it may be. We haven't done a lot of super thought-provoking films yet, with the exception of The Whale. We're probably going to try to get a patch of those going in the coming weeks. But animated movies really just aren't my thing. And so that's why they all got low scores.
That's fair.
They're just not my thing. I don't enjoy them. The world's not a family-friendly place. And so that makes them highly unrealistic.
Okay.
And I don't like things that are unrealistic. Things aren't colorful and bubbly and happy. And yeah, you've got the movies like Up that have the tragedy in them and stuff like that, but it's still a bunch of people going through the motions, not swearing, not getting hurt, not having other difficulties or harsh realities that you see every single day. And that bothers me. It's boring, bothers me, don't like it. I have children, but I still hate watching those movies. And if I could get away with it, I wouldn't watch them. I might as well just...
Yeah, hit the comment. Throw the comment out.
Yeah, so the comment says, hey guys, can we leave Jeremy out of movie reviews? Just mute him. Unreal how he doesn't like animated movies. So here he says Spider-Verse question mark. So if you were listening, I'm pretty sure I said that Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse was one of those that transcended the five ceiling that I spoke about. And I think I even gave it an 8.
Gave it a 7 or an 8. I can't remember which one.
Thought I mentioned that I'm excited about the second one. But we've also got Fantastic Mr. Fox. We also have Lego Batman. We also have Klaus on Netflix. There's a lot of animated movies that do a good job of showing that mature real world problems and kind of like a real world vibe that I do enjoy. Or they're just so clever or so entertaining or so thought provoking that they end up transcending that five ceiling I give for most children's movies. But I'm pretty unapologetic person who wrote this. I really do hate all those movies, but it's not because I don't think they were well done. It's not because I don't think they were well written. It's not because I don't think there wasn't a team of people toiling around the clock for years to make them that were talented people. I just personally don't enjoy movies that are made for children because I'm not a child.
Wow. But like, so here's, I don't know, for me, and you know, again, like you said, your scoring is based more on like your basically your direct perspective.
Yeah, my exact, yes.
My scores are definitely more influenced in, did they achieve what they were trying to do, right? Regardless of how I felt about a movie, like for example, Burn After Reading, to this day, I hate that movie. I think that movie
is
straight trash and it annoys the shit out of me, but for the kind of dark comedy that it was aimed at, like they still did a very good job in the movie. You know what I mean? But it's like there's not a character in that movie to me that was likable at all. Except like, you know, I like Brad Pitt's character a little bit. But yeah, I just like the rest of the movie, I was just sitting there like miserable watching it because I was just like, dude, this is just a bunch of like self-interested like pieces of shit that are just like trying to screw each other over in one way or another.
They weren't glorifying that, though. That's just what the movie was about.
Yeah. I guess I can see it from that perspective. But, like, I think that it's, all of those movies, like, all of the animated movies that are, like, actual, like, full-blown blockbusters, the story that they went to tell and the way that they articulated it was, like, very creative and very beautiful. You know what I mean?
No.
Yeah. All right, dude. I'm putting the olive branch out there. Stop.
No, I'm not going to take the olive branch. Right. It's children's movies are for children.
All right. Well, I'm a child at heart, so I love them. I love them.
Okay. So is Unknown Contact.
What else is, was that the full? What?
No, he also said, I mean, James did a good job warning him. You did throw up that wall, as you mentioned before. I tried, man. I don't want to be. And then he said, laugh out loud. There's my feedback. Laugh out loud, out loud. And so, I mean, it is what it is, person. I try to keep personal bias out of the non-animated movies where if it's almost like you said, if people did a good job and if it was well done and everything like that, it's not going to get under a 5 ever.
Yeah.
Even if I don't enjoy it because it's well done, but
I don't want to try to derail your thought process on it, but my concern would be more in the same way that some people won't watch foreign movies, right? Because it's not in it, because they don't want to read the subtitles.
That's not a good path to go down because I don't avoid them. I watch them still.
That's fair.
I give them a chance continually, just looking for those gems that are out, and they're out there.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love foreign films, but yeah, no, I don't close myself off from any single thing because I give everything a chance.
I'm trying to think of
genuinely just watched nearly every animated movie and just don't like them.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a like movie genre type. Probably westerns, man. I mean, well, Tombstone bopped, dude. But I would say like most of the westerns, like the old Clint Eastwood movies. I mean, fight me, hot take here. I don't want to watch those.
Dude, I can't John Wayne westerns.
It's like they're so, I don't like, yeah.
They're rough. He's the same person in every single one. And then there's literally some of the movies are the same exact movie. Same
fucking movie, dude. It's like I can't, but I guess
I don't know.
Kids movies, do you feel that way about kids movies?
So unknown contact, that's what I'm going to call this person now. I don't know if this makes you feel feel better or if it'll dig me a deeper hole. But John Wayne movies also all have a ceiling of about five. So that's not just kids' movies. John Wayne ends up suffering the same fate as children's movies.
That's wild, bro. All right.
I would go as far as to say those movies are also made for children.
Damn, dude. Wow. Look, all right, well, Western movies, I'll agree. I think they're doo-doo pies, man. They're gross. But like Kung Fu Panda, man.
I can do my ABCs, Pilgrim.
Oh, is that? That was yeah, pretty good, John man. No, I thought I had some John Wayne playing in the background. Yeah, there. So, hold up.
John Wayne behind me right now?
Yeah, what's going on? But yeah, Kung Fu Panda, man, you hurt me with that one, dude. I fucking love Kung Fu Panda. It's so good.
So
it's a story about the reject, outcast, and believing in himself and finding out that even though everyone else does something in one certain way, you can still be successful doing it in a different way. It's like an Aesop's fable, like the scorpion and the frog. You know what I mean? It's just told in a way that is, you know, entertaining for children as well. That's my thing, dude.
I feel like there's a really certain audience that listens to us, and I'm probably going to dig myself a little bit deeper hole with this, but I'm really cooling on Jack Black as a whole.
Like you're not a fan.
Well, I was for the longest time.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan, but like he appeals to me less with every passing day.
Wow. To be honest,
as an actor, person,
he's solid.
What an amazing human being.
But. I think you're not, to be honest, I think you're not alone in that aspect. I've definitely heard that from like other people kind of, you know, he's okay now, where they used to be like, have you seen School of Rock? You know, now they're like, he's all right.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm kind of a Jack Black in my own way. So of course I love him.
I think the last thing I enjoyed him in was Tropic Thunder, probably.
I got a bat its head.
Need my jelly beans.
Any of you guys see my jelly beans? I'm all out of jelly beans. Yeah. School of Rock, Tropic Thunder. Did you like him in... he did something else that was pretty good. Wait, Nacho Libre was before Tropic Thunder, right?
Yeah.
I need a single power.
Yeah, no, Nacho Libre's good.
Yeah.
I like Nacho Libre.
I don't know. I liked him I like him in everything.
Lately, what's he done? Like Goosebumps?
I didn't see Goosebumps.
Was he in Goosebumps? Or maybe it was a house with a clock in the walls.
I don't know, dude. I didn't watch that.
I don't know either. The most recent thing he's in is the Mario review, and we'll get to that on Friday, everybody. Yep. We'll get to Jack Black and the Mario. Yep. Worth talking about.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Unknown Contact. I'm sorry. I apparently struck a nerve. And anyone else that loves children's movies, they're just not my thing. I don't think they're bad movies. I just don't enjoy them.
You don't
them.
Prefer, yeah.
You're just and but there are some absolute
gems,
rockin' gems out there of Jones movies. So if you hear me say one that gets a good score,
you know,
really,
it's a banger.
Really check it out because it must be an amazing children's movie. Yeah,
that's fair. You're like
or something really special about it. I can't wait for you to watch Klaus, James.
I need to watch Klaus, and you know what? Nate even mentioned because he listened to it and. He had similar feedback. He's like, man, Jeremy just hates all kids' movies, but he said he's absolutely right about Klaus. It's amazing, and I need to watch it. So it's on the list. I'll probably while I'm working.
It's a Christmas movie, so it feels weird
I'll
to
still
watch it,
now. I don't care, bro. I'll watch it. It's all good. Klaus, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it'll pop up on Netflix. So,
right.
All right, so now I think we're going to get to the questions.
Some of these we should probably ought to answer semi-briefly because we just spent like 20 minutes addressing this gentleman.
It's all right. Dude, it's Ask the Bear Rugs, bro.
I don't know why I keep just automatically assuming that it's a guy. I feel like, I guess because it's a little aggressive and I want to be mad and I don't want to get mad at
it. Yeah, well, maybe you got a little bit of a gender bias, man. Maybe.
You know what? Ask the question.
All right.
I'm not gonna let James.
Should we start?
Do that.
Should we start with mine or since
sure.
you just
yeah? Ask James his first question.
Okay.
All right.
Oh boy, I want you to go first. So now I'm nervous.
Nope, it's you, James.
Don't be nervous.
Oh no.
Would you rather wear a MAGA hat around New York City for a week or kiss Roseanne Barr every day for a week deeply?
I mean, like a passionate makeout kiss.
Yep.
Bro, did you see Roseanne Barr's stand up?
She's funny.
No, not the recent shit.
No, I haven't seen any recent ones.
It is so bad.
Is it?
She's like, I sexually identify as kiss my ass. And everyone's like, oh.
Yeah, that's actually
not funny.
And she's like,
I'm here. They tried to cancel me, but I'm not getting canceled. And everyone's like, oh. It's like, Is this seriously like an hour of her just being like, how about them assholes that want us to not talk? I would never. This is
that was rough to hear.
Yeah. Well,
So I haven't watched her since the show.
Oh,
back
dude,
in the 90s.
Bro, she had a bit of a Roseanne.
Yeah.
She had a bit of a goblin phase. Do you remember that where she called I think it was like
after the 90s she completely disappeared off my radar and I didn't know anything else about her.
She disappeared in like the late 2019, 2020s, she called a celebrity or I think it's a social media influencer. It was a African American female. She says that she didn't realize that she was African American, but she tweeted at her and called her something along the lines of a giant monkey. And
bad.
And so what ended up happening is it blew up like really bad. And then there was a recording of these people asking her. She did a documentary to kind of talk about all of her life that had been going on. And one of the things that they asked her is they were like, they asked her about this girl and she like loses a plot and she's like, I thought the bitch was white. God damn it. It's like the funniest shit ever. She just loses the plot, calls her a bitch and is like, I thought she was white. And it's hilarious, but I mean, it's also kind of really fucked up. But
so it kind of sounds like this question is almost like saying, would you rather wear a MAGA hat or would you rather wear a MAGA hat?
That's, yeah, I mean, well, but it's like, would I rather wear a MAGA hat or would I rather deeply, passionately
kiss somebody wearing a MAGA
hat? Yeah, and it's, bro, obviously I would rather wear it. And the other thing, this is weird. I don't know why, but Roseanne, like the character in the sitcom, reminded me of like my aunt, not the one that I live with here, but one of my aunts. And so I'm
We have to get your aunt in here right now.
No, she's not at all. Like,
yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Because as soon as you start saying that, I pictured that other aunt.
And again, she and I didn't, growing up, I was definitely the rebel of the house. And I think that's kind of the Roseanne show is, I'm dealing with my lazy husband and my, you know, angsty teenagers. Look at me. I'm still a badass mom kind of thing. You know what I mean? So it was like, yeah, I definitely couldn't. Like, that's there too, you know? Like, so that's not helping anything either. Roseanne Barr specifically? Absolutely not. So what are you doing, dude? You making out with the Rosie?
You might take a thumping or two if you wear that hat around all day every day.
You know?
In New York City.
That's showbiz, baby. I mean, what else can you do? Like,
kiss Roseanne.
Passionately?
You got to summon the passion. It didn't say passionately. It said deeply.
Whatever
your definition of deeply is, but I mean, it sounds like it doesn't have to come from a passionate place. It sounds like she just requested, like, you got to kiss me, but deeply.
No, absolutely not. I'm getting donked. I'm getting donked over the head with a MAGA hat. What about you? What are you doing? I mean, you already wear a hat. Would you?
It's a small jump from Austin Football Club to MAGA.
That's fair.
Football club is an English football, like soccer. Soccer hat to a MAGA hat. Man,
How many times are we passionately kissing Roseanne?
Once a day for a week, so you have to kiss her at least seven times.
Or the hat's on, damn, like constantly. I'm just thinking, man, like that's like,
where do I got to go in New York? Like, do I have to like go visit? Like,
it's like standing in a room full of redheads with a t-shirt on that says fuck redheads for every day for 7 days. Like, I don't know if that's a great idea.
It's not a great idea. I would hope I could try to talk my way out of it, but someone's probably going to throw like feces at me, like human feces. But I'm not kissing Roseanne, dude. There ain't no way. I'm definitely not deeply kissing Roseanne.
Let me look up a picture.
I don't think I'd even want to peck her on the cheek. You know, to be honest, with the pic, I hate to say this, but with the pigtail, she's lost a lot of weight. She's you know, she's a little skinny queen. She's doing all right.
Is that important to you, James? You sizest son of a bitch.
No, I'm just saying she's like, you could tell she's a little bit more comfortable in herself. You know what I mean? I feel like she looks healthier than she did in the, I mean, she's older, right?
Yeah.
But again, I can't help but see a relative when I look at that person. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think you want to kiss somebody who's 70 years old.
I mean, I do like a refined wine. I mean, I'm just kidding. Whoa!
Break a hip.
Hot take.
Yeah. But, well, shoot, man. I guess I'd wear the hat and keep a low profile.
Yeah, that's why I was asking, like, where do I need to go in New York? Are you, like, dropping me in the Bronx or something? Like, you trying to get me hurt? Am I walking through, like, Central Park?
I don't know what the rules are. There are no rules. Right, the rules fair. Are there are no rules. You just stay in your apartment.
I'm not kissing Roseanne. That's final. I'm not doing it. Not deeply.
Okay. Well,
John Goodman kissed that.
Did they kiss on the show? I don't remember.
They had to have at least once.
Well, shoot, then I'm going to have to kiss Roseanne because then
get
by
that
default,
John Goodman transfer.
John Goodman.
Yeah. You proxy made out with John Goodman deeply, dude.
Yeah. What a story that would be.
You know, I kissed John Goodman once by proxy. Wait, what?
Well,
you had my curiosity, and now you have my attention.
Oh. Oh. Legend like John Goodman?
Yeah. Okay.
Getting to kiss him without having to kiss him?
Well, I'd like to say my
question
is...
Switching my answer.
My question is not as hostile. You're making out with Roseanne every day.
No, I'm kissing John Goodman
by
proxy.
By proxy, fair. Clever, clever.
The old loophole.
The old loophole.
Nothing wrong with kissing John Goodman by proxy.
Fair. Next question. All right. For Jeremy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's for Jeremy. If you collected all 7 Dragon Balls, what would you wish for?
Yeah, boy. Hit you with some animated shit. What you got for me, dude?
First of all, cartoon man, I absolutely love Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, did it break the 5 barrier?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, that's good.
It's a masterpiece of a television show. That's, and then I even like some of the movies, yeah.
Hell yeah.
The last one I saw was the Super Broly or whatever. It was decent.
Did you watch the live action?
I didn't.
I didn't either. I'm probably happy
I was scared that it ruined it for me because I love the subject matter, the original.
Did you play the fighting games? Bangers, dude.
I didn't, but I like the newest, like kind of open worldish one. Kakarot had my interest. I just never got around to buying it, but it's on sale for really cheap now, so I might do that at some point. All 7 Dragon Balls. First of all, that's a feat.
Yeah, I'm not. We're not going to talk about how you.
Yeah, right. No, we can't. I don't.
It's not like you went to a restaurant and paid someone a series of money for them to reach into a gumball machine and pull all 7 out. That may have sounded oddly specific. Wink, wink.
Stop it. I'm thinking about my answer.
That's a tough one, I know. This is the one that where I said it's open-ended, so I have to think about my answer, too.
I'm trying to remember how powerful they are. I would probably wish for something like...
So I recently spoke to like a Dragon Ball archivist. Like,
so probably what I'd say is that everyone on Earth would still have their own beliefs... But they'd set them aside and get along.
Like a world
peace. And mass. Like we just talked about in the last episode, how people are retreating to their corners and you might have 99 things in common, but that one makes you vehemently hate each other. I would wish that wasn't a thing anymore. If the Dragon Balls are that powerful. The only thing I ever remember them doing, and it's been a long time since I've watched the show, but is bringing the dead
back to
life.
Bringing people back to life. How do you get Nimbus? How do you get the cloud again? Little Gohan.
Kakarot. I thought, did Gohan have Nimbus, or what did...
Maybe Goku had the flying Nimbus. I don't remember.
So Vegeta's my favorite character, so that's not Goku. That's Kakarot!
Okay, fair. Fair. My favorite character, do you remember?
Probably Krillin, you weirdo.
Wow, Krillin! Come on,
dude! Piccolo!
Okay,
yeah, that was my next guess. That was my next guess.
Piccolo was my boy.
He was good. He'd shoot his little beam at you with his little fingernails.
Fucking get his arm blown off and just... shoot out another one. I was like, dude, that's so cool, man. I wish I could do that.
Bless him. Yeah, he's a good
I like
dude.
That. That's like a good Piccolo. Wish. I don't know if that one would work. So I spoke to a Dragon Ball archivist.
If not, I'll be superficial and I'll take some cash.
You just take money? You're just going to wish for money? Who was the wrestler? Do you remember? Hercule? Was that his name?
I think so.
Yeah, that actually couldn't fight. He wished for money. So you'd go Hercule on him.
If my first wish not superficial wish didn't work.
Okay, fair. I think that would be a good one. I also think, like, if I could create, like, a crazy-ass one, it would be that we wouldn't pursue, like greed would not be a motivation. It would be more about, like, just helping everybody, dude, being compassionate, you know? Like, let's use the fucking farmland in Illinois to feed the world, because we could do it, you know?
Nothing else going on out there.
Yeah.
Had to drive the length of that state more times than I care to admit. It is rough.
It is kind of cool for like the first 15 minutes, and then About minute 16, you're like, all right, I'm over this.
This is probably going to attract black SUVs, but you know what? We don't want to share that Monsanto garbage with the rest of the world.
Get them at it.
So the United States of Monsanto up there.
Get them at it.
It's just fields and fields as far as the eye can see of Monsanto corn.
You guys ever seen a bear rug in Monsanto? Because you're about to. Got him. No, I'm just kidding. Just
don't threaten Monsanto.
No, Monsanto, that's a bad idea. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll eat all the cornstarch you want me to. Look, I'm drinking another Warhead soda right now.
Yeah,
no, I'm drinking Warhead soda.
Warhead soda is absolutely packed with
Monsanto cornstarch.
Yeah, for high fructose, high Monsanto fructose syrup.
Yeah, got him. Yeah, okay, that's good. I'm all right with that. Cool. I'll allow your answer.
All right,
James. What is more important to you, eating or sleeping?
Eating, obviously. I mean,
food is
what kind of question is that? You can look at me and tell, bro. I haven't slept. I was supposed to go to bed last night before the flight, right? Coming home. So I just came back from Florida. I was supposed to go to bed so I could get up at 4 a.m. I just stayed up the whole night and then drove. So dangerous. I mean, I wasn't tired, but still, that's dangerous, man. But anyway, I don't know. Sleep hits me when it's ready, and I'm like, cool, let's do it. Food is always there. Always asking. Always waiting, dude. 100% food. I wish that wasn't the case, dude. I wish I could just, like, Nutri-Paste my life to where it was like, okay, just what are the nutrients I need
right
to sustain? But goddamn, food is good.
You're not alone, man.
I struggle.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
Really. I only know a few people aren't like it. So my deal is, there's only, for all intents and purposes, there's only one sleep. It's just sleep. I mean, yeah. You can have good sleep or bad sleep, but mainly it's just sleep.
Yeah.
There's so many different flavors.
All the flavors.
So many flavors in such little time.
I will say, dude, if I've stayed up like really late, like I know, like my eyes are burning, and I know for a fact, I'm like, dude, when I go to bed, I'm going to have some banging ass dreams. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you know, when you've reached that threshold where you're like, dude, I can't wait till I fall asleep because I'm going to have a crazy dream. You know, those I look forward to.
I don't
necessarily
look forward to the dreams, but I look forward to going, oh man, you're like, sleepy talking about it. I look forward to the sleep. I just know, like, if the bed's cool and like it's dark and it's fan on or something.
Yeah, and dude, honestly, like, I'm starting to understand that sleep is a little bit more important than what I give it credit for, but I've never been a sleeper.
Very important.
I know, but I've never been a sleeper, even as a small kid, so it's like, it's hard for me to, like, lay down.
I would say the food is more...
So good!
More important to me. Yeah, I enjoy trying new things and trying stuff. As you know, we do it together a lot.
Cooking.
I just said trying new things. It's phrasing.
Phrasing.
We like trying new food things together.
Yeah, we like trying new things together. The old razzle dazzle.
I probably could have gotten away with that, but instead I backed up and let you pick it up and run with it. Okay, next question.
All right, Jeremy. What was your biggest gamer rage moment?
Ooh, I have two.
I have two as well.
The first one, I was like, I don't know, 19 or something. And my fiance at the time was mad at me for playing video games. I'd been playing, which Devil May Cry had Nero in it? It was on Xbox 360 and you only played Nero. I think it's 4.
Yeah,
that was
4.
I think that was 4.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, I'd been playing it all day, and I was, like, fighting this one boss that kept killing me over and over and over again. But I was determined to beat it before I stopped playing. She came in. She's like, you don't need to be playing anymore. Turn this off. And I was like, no, I got to beat this guy. And I hadn't saved it in a while.
Yeah,
and
you were just
and she did that
dead
like,
set.
Did, like, the rip the cord out of the wall thing.
Ooh,
on me.
Shut you down, huh?
Yeah, and I was mad.
Did you feel it? Like, boy, like did you didn't expect it, right?
Man,
was she quick? Was she like, and then all of a sudden the screen was black?
No,
and
you just, she like threatened it first, and I.
She's like, I will yank it out of the wall.
I had no reason not to believe her. She's a horrible person. Not because of that, for a multitude of other reasons. Yeah. But,
she's like, I swear to God, Jeremy, I will yank the cord out of the wall. Like, and you just kept going, huh?
Yep.
LOLK. You gave her the LOLK. Kept going.
I think this predates LOLK.
But yeah, but you know.
Yeah, more or less. And then the other one was in high school. I was playing. Is it Ninja Gaiden or Ninja Gaiden?
I think it's Ninja. I say Ninja Gaiden, but it might be Gaiden. I don't know.
All right.
Well, I mean, Gaijin, which is white boy, is G A I. So
okay, say Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden. I was playing it on the original Xbox, and that's one of the games that leads me to believe that if I decide to put my mind to it, I could probably limp through Elden Ring.
That one in Peppa Pig.
That one in Peppa
Pig. Shout out. Hey, Peppa Pig's a cartoon. Still did pretty good, though.
So that gets me in trouble with the guy, because Peppa Pig is probably the most basic child thing. You know what? I give Peppa Pig a 6.
Hell yeah! Series. Go Peppa!
The little British accent, how polite they are, it gets me. Bluey is also quality, man. But now we're getting into TV shows.
Okay, that's different.
That's different. That's worth saying. There's a lot of television shows that are animated that I absolutely adore, both adult and child.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you can't put a price on the amazingness of Johnny Bravo, Courage the Cowardly Dog, and Ed, Edd n Eddy, and Doug, and Hey Arnold, and
Dexter's Laboratory
was probably my favorite for the longest time. Yep. Powerpuff Girls,
Samurai Jack.
That's later, but yeah, Samurai Jack's good. I love and there's cartoons still today. I like Teen Titans.
Teen Titans was so good.
Teen Titans Go now.
I haven't seen Go yet, but. Anyway,
long story short, I like almost all television cartoons. So that's weird. That's something
that kind of
there's something wrong with me. There's like a partition up there that won't allow me to like the movies, but forces me to like the shows. Okay, so maybe if they broke them up into episodes, I'd like them. I don't know. That's worth unpacking another day. I don't even know. Oh yeah, Ninja Gaiden. So it was just. I shouldn't tap that. There was a boss on there that. Mm-hmm. Dude, it probably took 100 tries, and it didn't have an easy mode.
Was it the helicopter?
I'm an easy mode guy. There's no easy mode.
Yeah, no, there's no easy mode. Was it the helicopter?
No, I know what you're talking about. That it wasn't was the helicopter. That was rough. Tough. Yeah, I want to say it was like a really big guy. Took up like a whole like cavern, and you had to walk around in like a ledge around this like pit he's in. I don't remember a whole lot about it other than that because it's like 17, 18, 19 years ago, but. I'm not kidding when I said 100 times. So there were some tossed controllers and rage in there. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I have two. One of them, I threw a controller. I very rarely.
I've probably done it twice.
Yeah, I don't like damaging.
Expensive
controllers
things.
Are expensive, man.
Yeah, they're $70.
It blows my mind that people will like be so angry that they rip off their headset and like throw it. It's like, dude, man, the headset sitting on my head for like a year is enough to like make it break. I can only imagine like throwing it around and then having to like tape it and just remember like how dumb that was. Yeah, I don't know. So
I love watching the videos of the people getting so mad at their sports team losing that they just beat the crap out of a flat screen.
Yeah, or a wall.
Oh man, yeah. Seriously.
Dude, there's some rage modes where they'll take their keyboard and like smash it and punch their screen. I'm like, dude, that's insane.
Yeah, I've never been that.
Like,
that
I could never get that emotionally. So, well, I say that, but there was mine was Xbox 360 Saints Row. I think it was 2.
Weird.
Yeah, get this, bro. I'm playing online. There's an online game mode called Protect the Pimp. Okay. And this is how it worked.
No, I know.
You had the cops and you had the crooks, right? You only had one life. The cops were looking. One of the crooks would be marked as a pimp. He wasn't able to use a gun, but he had a big giant ring on his hand, and he could run up and like slap people and one shot them, and it would like send them across. It's super fun, dumb game mode. But everyone only had one life. There was friendly fire as well, and we were in a mall. We're in like a shopping mall. So I'm on the cops team. We come through. And there's a couple of dudes on the bottom, so we're kind of like shooting at them, and they get around on cover, and we're kind of watching them. And then out of my peripheral, I see a guy, there's an escalator, and there's a guy on the second story of the mall that starts shooting down at my teammate, and he's going to kill him, right? So I spin up there, and I pop this dude, and I kill him, right? And my teammate turns around and like looks at me, and I'm like, yeah, he's going to say thanks. And he shoots me in the face, and he goes, that's for fucking stealing my kill. And he had a shotgun, so there's no way he would have shot that guy up there. He just blows my, like, kills me immediately. He's like, that's for stealing my kill, bitch.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm trying to say something, but you get cut out because you die. So you can't calm to them. And I'm like, dude, I didn't even see. He was trying to kill you. And I was like, oh. So I'm sitting there watching, and we lost that match. Oh, I was simmering, dude. So then the next match starts, and there's a countdown of like 10 seconds where you can move your character's body, but you can't walk around. And he's staring at me with that shotgun, and I'm like, oh, he's going to fucking try it. I'm like, not this time, dude. So as soon as the match starts, he shoots. I move. I kill him. All my teammates kill me, and they're like, that's for team killing, bitch. Bro, I took that controller. Whoa, chucked it across the room. I lost it, dude. I was so mad. Over that dumb game, dude. And again, I was in a pretty good mood that whole day. Like, I wasn't like negative, but it was just those two combinations of things tilted me off the planet through the controller, dude. And I was like, I can't believe it. Even when I threw it, I was like, I can't believe I just threw the controller in this dumbass game.
My stories are single player.
Yeah. So that was one. And then the other one was actually, it was DayZ, man.
I remember you getting heated at DayZ.
Oh, it was.
I might have been around for this time.
It was the Arma 2 mod. It was in TeamSpeak, and there was a. So I was playing with my younger brother, and he had a friend group of like friends who were like really good at the game, right? But there was one guy in particular. I'm a personality, dude. I will say I probably dominate a lot of conversations, especially when it's like to gaming. But I try to be as inclusive as possible. Well, this guy was like, he was like me in the same way that he would dominate conversations.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Next question.
Got him. Ayo, zing, zing. Oh, you're trying to tilt me. No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, he was like me in that he would also like dominate conversations, but he made it all about himself. So sometimes it was like really difficult to like be in a like group chat with him because the whole time he's just like, yo, can someone give me this? Like, I need this so I can do it. And his name was Sam the Man. Sam the fucking man, dude. I will never forget this guy.
That makes it worse.
Until the day I fucking die, dude. I'm telling you. So what ended up happening is we're playing DayZ, and DayZ is a survival game. You have to collect resources, survive against these zombies. It's also, so it's player versus enemy, like player versus environment, but it's also player versus player. But you have the ability to talk to them, and you can potentially say, hey, don't kill me, like I'm friendly, let's work together and do something like that, right? Well, this is a guy. So typically when you're with a group, you're increasing your odds of survival because you're all together, you're all working together, right? So I'm in this group, I've been working really hard, I got a vehicle set up. This is something that takes about 10 hours of gameplay to get going. So I get this vehicle set up, and there's two different ways you could play. You could play as a hero, or you could play as a bandit. Heroes are very much friendly, bandits are very much negative. Well, I'm obviously playing a hero, because I'm that's what I do, right? I go through this zombie base, and Sam the Man had been bitching all day, I can't build my bandit hideout level 2 because I can't find the blueprint. And so I found a blueprint, and I said, hey, Sam, I found a blueprint, man. Like, I've got a bandit blueprint. I can bring it up to you. Like, are you like free to come and scoop it up? And he's like, yeah. And actually, dude, I have a hero level 2 blueprint. So I'll just trade that. I'll just trade you that. I was like, cool, man. Let me get everything squared away. Let me get going. He's still doing his own thing. Well, we get up there. I pull up on the truck. I said, hey, man, here it is. And my brother's in the chat with me, right? Like, we're all on VoIP. And I give it to him. I said, hey, it's in the back of the truck. He collects it from the truck, and then he goes, okay, I'm going to build it. And he goes, oh, I need concrete bags. And I'm like, yeah, there's like a little thing over there. You could probably grab them. I'm going to go ahead and take the truck back. Can you just drop the hero blueprint in there? And he goes, you're not going to get the hero blueprint until you go get me those bags. And I'm like, are you serious, man? I'm like, dude, I just drove half the map, risked my car to bring you this. We agreed that we were going to both swap blue. He's like, I don't care. I need you to go get it. And I'm like, all right, man, what? No big deal. Let me go down there. Let me see what I can do. Just keep an eye on my truck, right? So I go down there, dude. I'm fighting all these zombies. I play for another like hour and a half. The whole time he's just talking about like all the stuff he doesn't have. I get the concrete bags. I get him the concrete bags. I'm like, yo, here are the concrete bags. Hook me up with that blueprint. I want to go start on my base now, man. I've been working on this for like an hour. I'm ready to start on my base. He goes, oh, okay, yeah, for sure. Oh, wait, I can't actually drop the concrete bags unless I have a spade. You're going to have to go get me a spade. And I'm like, dude, I'm not getting you a fucking spade. I said, you know what? Just keep the blueprint, dude. I'm out of here. I get in my car, start to drive off. He shoots me in the fucking head, in the back of the head as I'm starting the car, kills my ass, and then blows up the car. I got so fucking tilted. Oh, yeah. And my brother was there the whole time. That pissed me off too. He was like, dude, I wanted to shoot him in the head so bad. He told me later, but I was like, so in the moment, I'm like, Sam, I'm going to be honest with you, dude. You're probably the most low value piece of shit person I've ever met in my life. I said, do you wonder why no one ever responds to you when you open your mouth in a chat? It's because you have nothing of value to provide any conversation whatsoever. I'm like, you're such a fucking child that I guarantee you that when you move out of your mom's house, it's going to be the greatest day of her fucking life. I tore this kid a new asshole that like he started to like kind of chuckle a little bit. And then everybody was dying because I was just ripping into this kid so hard. And then the dude started kind of being like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. All right, dude, I'm going to mute you. And I was like, yeah, I bet he didn't mute me. Am I wrong, guys? And they're all laughing. And then he left the TeamSpeak. And I felt really shitty afterwards. A little, but at the same time, I was gone, dude. I was so emotionally hijacked after spending like 3 hours with this dude.
I wouldn't play video games anymore after that.
I was
like, call it a career.
Yeah, but anyway, Sam,
the old controller.
Sam, the motherfucking man, dude. I burned him, dude. I was so mad. I was so tilted that I let the dark me come out, man. And I was not friendly. I was not nice. I took every single vulnerability and every single thing that I knew he was like conscious of, and I just like attacked him with it. So I felt really bad about that. But yeah, those are mine.
That's rough.
Yeah.
Hi, Sam, if you're out there somewhere.
Hey, Sam. Huh. Fuck you. I don't give a shit, dude. Good luck with your bandit base. Have fun alienating the rest of your friend groups, dude. No, honestly, I hope maybe have matured in life, but
yeah, Sam's floating around middle management, given the you think, whole yeah. pharma cubicles hell.
Right oh, now. He probably is. Yeah, he probably is.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to get this report unless you
This is done. Yeah, you're gonna have to do this before that happens.
So like Office Space, I'm gonna need you guys to come in this weekend because yeah, okay.
But yeah,
all right. Last question for James.
Ooh.
Have you ever gone streaking or skinny dipping?
Skinny dipping, yes. I'm trying to think about streaking, though.
Through the quad, by the stadium, or whatever it is.
Like, I'm trying to think of a time that I was running naked in public other than, like, when I was a little kid and it didn't matter. You know what I mean? No, I don't. I can't think of a time that I've actually gone. I've definitely
what
skinny dipped.
What body of water did you quite skinny a few dip times. In?
Church camp at Nazarene Church camp. Went out there buck naked with some girls. We didn't do anything because we were like fucking kids, but we thought it was funny. We like jumped off a bridge naked and we got in trouble for it too. But I also didn't think even if something I don't think I'd know. You know what I mean? But yeah, just silly, dumb stuff like that. There's never ever been a time where I was like, hey, baby, you want to, or a chick was like, hey, baby, you want to go jump in this lake naked with me? We were just like, wouldn't it be funny if we were like naked in the lake? You know, because we're church kids being dumb.
I get it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
Streaking. I can't think of a time, dude. I'm curious on your answers, though.
Fair enough. Skinny dipping, no, absolutely not.
You've never
I've got a phobia
a dirty of, bird's like, going dirty. For your flopper.
Yeah.
A dirty fish going for my flopper.
Yeah, so yeah, as it is, like, and this
it's liberating, the, man. You swim pretty fast.
Yes, just slick as a whistle. So I know a lot of people sleep naked. I can't even sleep naked. I don't like I feel like clothes are like a germ barrier membrane. I know that's not like medically yeah, sound yeah. thought.
Yeah.
But
well, so I don't sleep naked, but I definitely sleep in just the skivvies, dude.
Yeah, me too.
Because
me too.
And again, I have roommates, so it's like you yeah. don't want to, you know, yeah. you're not trying to fool Monty your especially if they're family members too. Like, oh, there's a fire. you'd be like, hey, there's a fire down here. And your kid's like, mama.
Better get out of here. I don't want the firemen to get confused about what they're supposed to be putting out.
Ew.
Ew.
That's the wrong hose, officer.
Hey, that's hey. Your truck's over there.
Yeah. So.
What are you doing?
No, but I will say to your credit, I've had a lot of roommates before you and I were roommates, and all of them seemed very bashful about even like taking their shirt off around each other. Dog, I would say I saw you more in your underwear than I saw you in clothes when we were roommates.
Even like now, I feel like you come over and I'm
and
in
you're
my
just
underwear.
Like in your underwear, yeah. rubbing your belly, you know, just hey, what's yeah. up, man?
Hey.
Like, oh, hey, how's it going, dude?
Welcome to La Colonier.
And usually it's the little kids that are the ones running around in their underwear. Your kids are always fully dressed. You're just out there in your underwear.
Yeah, there's an age limit on that. And yeah, so if the kids are rapidly approaching that, where I'm probably start wearing clothes immediately. But, man, it's really just because Oklahoma's hot, man. I'm like a freaking, I don't know. I hate the heat. Anything over like 70, and I'm miserable. And so I can't.
Okay, so
I wear a lot more clothes in the winter. Yeah, during the day.
Yeah. No. When you go out, you definitely make. I would say when you know you're going out, you make an effort to like kind of put an outfit together. Now, I'm not saying like you're like, oh, this looks great with these, but you're like, I'm gonna at least look presentable and like I'm a contributing member of society. I'm like, I'm trying to look as homeless as I fucking can all the time, dude. Like, give me some gray sweatpants, whatever, some fucking track suits and a black t-shirt. I'm going V-neck. Don't give a shit. Show them a little bit of that hair. You know, I don't care. Unkempt. I just roll out. But I will say that you've never, I would wonder if as a 70-year-old man, you'd be like that 70-year-old guy at the gym. That's like just
letting it
dangling the
out.
Dice in front of everybody. But Do you?
I could get there.
Yeah, I think so. Do you? So you? You know, we're going a little off topic here.
Yeah. So in the water,
you're afraid of not seeing what's down below.
I lived on the ocean for a while. I don't think. No, I'd never skinny dip there. I would be more likely to skinny dip in the ocean. Just the salt seems more cleansing. But just Middle America brackish lakes, like
you're afraid of a leech getting you, or
no?
What?
I feel like probably some kind of like bacteria or something like that. I don't know. And I know that it's not like swim trunks. Swim trunks aren't keeping it from.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just it feels vulnerable, maybe. Okay. As for streaking, multiple times in my life.
Yeah, boy.
As a former two-fisted drinker, like that's
sometimes you drop trout.
Sometimes you just got to run it out naked, baby. Sometimes you just feeling good and you need to take a naked jog.
Do you ever do a war painted one?
No,
man. No. Those are
and also I've never been so drunk I just completely lost the plot. So I've never just been like running through a neighborhood or something like that. But like out in the middle of nowhere camping or something,
just like, woo-hoo!
Be like, I'm going down the trail,
free Willy. I would be more afraid that I would
like trip onto a cactus doing that or something.
Yeah, exactly. I think I would be more afraid in the open to that. I, you know, something would get me, or I'd hit a tree or tree branch I didn't see coming, or
get stung.
Yeah, a little bee come up, a little bee or a wasp trying to pollinate, you know. Oh, that would hurt, dude. I got stung on the foot. Have you been stung by a bee? Yeah,
I've been stung by a bee on the back of the neck. I've been stung by a jellyfish in my giblets.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was how long did it take? It was a whole day of pain. I immediately went to like a beachside gas station and started like splashing water on it in the sink, like cold water, like trying to soothe it.
Just like, ugh.
You know what's funny though? Before I did that,
did you do the pee on it
thing? I went into like a, speaking of video game rage, I went into like a rage at this thing once I knew what it had done. And I had one of those little like plastic touristy little like beach spades, and I chopped this jelly into like 90 pieces after it did that to me.
Did it? So were you just chilling in the ocean and it just happened to
Dude, I was just, and the crazy thing is, like, you've played the game Operation, right, where you can't touch the like sides and you gotta get it. This sneaky little son of a bitch got his little tentacle up my whole leg
swim trunk
without touching my skin until he got there, until he got to pay dirt.
Gave you a little zip.
Just a little. It's like he slapped it because it's like.
Oh, it grazed across.
Yeah, he like an octopus would like grab it.
Yeah,
you know, he just like gave it like a slap. So I had like a three inch long like red
streak of pain.
Jellyfish stings. Oh. Yeah, it was rough.
How long did it take before that started clearing up?
It was like, I said, it was only like a day of pain. Oh, okay. It must have been a pretty mild jellyfish, but it was a day of pain, I think, is visual evidence, probably a week or something.
Yeah, but it was only that.
It was that for that.
Could you walk?
That whole 24 hours was uncomfortable. Yeah. I could walk.
Were you like, every step, you're just like,
I don't really
remember. Did it feel like, you know, like if you've got like a little rug burn or something? Did it feel like that?
Like
or?
A really bad one.
Yeah. Like, it just like it, you're hot fortunate and that burning.
It's, yes. But it was only in that little strip. In that like,
one
stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, everything around it was fine. Fine.
But that was right there.
Yeah. It was almost like a cut.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Like just a burn, like are you burning when you have a cut? The cut kind of like just is a burning feeling. Yeah, it's almost like that.
Dude, I've never seen a jellyfish. I've never even seen one. That's not crazy. Even like at a museum or something or an aquarium, I guess.
So in South Carolina, they have these jellyfish called cannonball jellies.
Uh-huh.
And their tentacles are only like an inch long. And their sting is really mild. So people throw them at each other. It's like a joke.
Brag
Cause
out.
Because like if it hits you like tentacles first, you get like a little sting out of it. Yeah.
And then you're
there's
you're
literally
good.
like sorority girls and frat boys out there just
dropping drunk, them in throwing, their trousers.
Throwing cannonball jellies at each other.
That reminded me though, you know those weird fish that are like completely transparent and they're like they look like a little piece of paper? Have you seen those?
Yeah.
Those scare me. I saw one of those once.
Can they hurt you?
I don't know. I don't think so. But it's like, because I just saw one and I was like, is that like a saran wrap or something? And I went to like put my finger near it and it just like super fast, just like darted away. I was just thinking like, damn, dude, that thing could just swoop up and, you know what I mean?
Stealth mode.
Yeah. So I was like, that made me a little unsettled. I'm actually I'd say I'm more apprehensive about swimming in the ocean than I am in like a lake.
Oh, for sure. There's way more things that could hurt you in the ocean, but it's more sanitary for the purpose of naked swimming.
That's fair. But still, dirty fish going for me flopper. So, yeah, no.
Yeah, don't get out of the water because the seagulls become a problem.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, not really streaked. Are you suggesting that maybe...
Bad
luck to kill a seabird.
I'll tell you a situation which I would kill a seabird. That jellyfish that jellyfish had a bad day and so would the seabird.
That seabird would be done. Were you possibly suggesting that a streaking event may need to occur?
No, it's been well over a decade.
I'm going to be honest, I can't run,
retired,
dude.
Retired from that.
I can't run anymore. I tried to race Fresh Nico when I was in Florida. And both of us were like, we probably, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Not in Freedom Units, but we basically started at one parking spot and we ran like six, like full sprint past like six parking spots. And both of us were like, he beat me. Good job, Fresh. But it was like this. It was like, and then he beat me. Like it was close. And he's been playing pickleball. I'm out here like real gamer hours. You know what I'm talking about? And I still almost caught his ass.
Unfortunately, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Questions answered.
No streaking for me.
What do we got? We got one left.
Yeah, you have one.
Okay.
I don't even remember what I was going to ask you. I'm excited.
What are your two main love languages?
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
First of all, explain to me what a love language is.
Oh, you don't know what love language is?
Yeah, vaguely. It's
okay,
like,
so essentially.
Touch and.
Yeah. So essentially, there are different ways that people categorize like show their affection and also enjoy receiving it, right?
Okay.
So physical touch is one, right? So hugs and, you know, spicy time. There's words of affirmation. So this is, you know, high levels of communication and just letting them know, hey, you're doing a great job. I'm feeling really great. I love that I'm with you, right? There's gift giving. So receiving and giving gifts, right? There's quality time. So like you're making sure, and quality time doesn't necessarily mean you're just sitting there doing nothing, but it's like you're both basically spending time together. Are you looking at them all?
Yeah. Okay. And you're doing a good job listing them. Look at you.
Yeah.
The love guru over here.
A little bit. I, for the lonely love guy.
Yeah,
for a hopeless romantic. I know a little bit about this. But yeah, so. Of those that you're looking at, what would you think is your number one, and what do you think is like your number two? Because really, it's just the top two that you would. And then I want to see if you. I want you to try to guess Bailey's, and if she listens to it, she can tell you if you were right or not.
Okay.
So what's your number one?
That's not my number one.
We'll
bump the brakes.
So acts of service, believe it or not, and it sounds the way that it's phrased, it's like it feels like a slave master type thing, but it's like even like just cooking dinner or knowing like if there's something that's stressing them, kind of, you know, helping them out with it. But yeah, you know, just in general acts of, you know, affection for the person. And that could go both ways, right?
Fair enough. Acts of service. That's silly. silly to me.
Yeah. So and them I doing laundry or you doing laundry should not, should, and from your perspective, doesn't have a language. It's not your love language.
Let's see. Quality time. Nah. receiving gifts. Diamonds for me? No, I don't care about receiving.
Giving or receiving gifts, that's not, is that how you show affection? Is basically what it is, right?
Oh, how so do it's how, I, it's so it's both not ways. How do I prefer to receive
it's
love?
Both it's ways.
How do I, well, exactly. That's different answers for both.
Exactly. It is. For most people, it is.
So I have right? four.
Yes, you should be giving me four. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're different, right? So how do you like to express your love?
Okay.
And then how do you like to receive?
I gotcha.
Like, how do you know that your relationship is popping, right? You know
I what I'm gotcha. Okay, so there is one that overlaps. There's one that would be the way I show and
you
choose
like to receive
is words of affirmation. You're such a good bear rug, Jeremy.
Oh, look at that. Hey, close your eyes. What do you see?
Nothing.
That's my life without you, bro.
That's love right there.
That's it.
Everybody just
there's your word of affirmation.
I was about to say everybody just witnessed love, but we're waiting on a cable. Everybody just heard.
Everyone heard it. You'll see.
Okay.
It.
Words of affirmation both ways. No, man. You know what? Physical touch probably both ways too.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. Believe it or not. Touch. Believe it or not, they're usually the same.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair. And then Bailey. Showing her preferred ways of showing is probably words of affirmation and acts of service, and then her ways of preferring to
you sound very confident
receive it is probably acts of service and quality time.
Quality time.
Quality time is probably her number one.
Yeah,
but here I am at 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday
at a man child's house talking over microphones, right? Yeah, no. Well, so the thing about like it's important to note like the difference between quantity and quality, right? Like,
For sure. The 5 minutes a day I pay attention are amazing.
Right? That's it.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. Like, I'm kidding. Everybody.
Maybe watch a movie. Maybe you know read a book and you know have a little book club discussion.
We've been reading a lot.
Like that.
Yeah. Really. Not the same book.
Yeah, but you should you know
we read next to each other.
Yeah.
Pretty much every night.
Yeah. My love language for sure. Quality time, words of affirmation, 100%. Those are my two. I like, and again, it's like, even if it's something that I don't like doing, as long as we're like, you know, kind of doing it together, I love it. And then, not necessarily, I don't need to be told like, hey, you're doing a good job. I'm more, it's just communication is very important. If you're feeling a certain way, I feel like, validated in the relationship, if you're comfortable enough and you're trusting enough and you're willing to be vulnerable enough to say, hey, I'm feeling this way because of this situation, or I've been feeling that this is going on or that's going like there's these things that are happening in my life that are stressing me out and I don't know how to do it. So and what I mean by words of affirmation, I would say is more like just general communication and a willingness to be vulnerable with the person to be able to say that. And then also the same for me, right? If I'm feeling a certain way, to have that affirmation that like, hey, no, I understand. I know what you're saying. I know what's going on. Gift giving. I don't really think I show love that way. I just think it's fun to give people gifts, dude. I don't even have to know a person if they're like, man, like somebody at a grocery store having trouble at the register. I've never seen them. Never know. I'm like, here, let me do this for you. Boop. I'll just pay for their shit. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh my God. You know, and you know, it makes their day.
Yeah.
But it's like, for me, it's like, I just like doing that. Cause it's, you know, but in a relationship, I don't think gift giving is my number one, you know, physical touch. Hey, I mean, I definitely don't pursue it. And I think that's a lot of that's cause of my, past, like just the, you know, the dark shit that happened. It's like, it's just, I never really had that kind of affection anyway. So it's like, I could take it or leave it. It's nice though. Don't get me wrong. Like someone comes up and gives you a hug, you know, it's good, but I'm more of a, yo, you know, like put the fist out for pound it. I don't think I'd do that in a relationship. What was the other one? Acts of service.
Yeah.
I'm so trash at that. If you don't give me a chore list, I'm bad at that. I would be really bad at that.
So I'm the sole cook at our house. And mm-hmm. So I also do all the grocery shopping as a result of that.
Yep. So you got some access service.
But I enjoyed doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. I need a chore list, dude. To be honest, I'm so bad about that. What's the other one?
Physical touch, access service, receiving gifts, quality time, words of affirmation.
Oh, we did them all.
You covered them all.
We did them all. Yep.
Words of affirmation. Words of affirmation. Well, no, I said words of affirmation.
Mine too. Is too.
I was about to laugh at yours.
I know you're like, oh, I was just trying to picture you little it, bitch. Like, oh, yeah. You need someone to tell them you love you.
No, but I was just picturing what your words this, of bro. Affirmation would be.
Imagine like, this, bro. Bailey, if you're listening,
they're not as bad as I thought they would be.
Bailey, if you're listening, confirm this to him. Let him know. Imagine rolling out of bed. You go and you take your little tinkle tankle. You go over the mirror to start brushing your teeth. And it says there in a marker, slay queen. You got it today.
So she's.
They love that shit, dude.
Neither of us use verbiage like that. So she'd be like, what happened to Jeremy? Did he have a stroke last night?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I've done things like that. So. Yeah.
in your handwriting, it would be scary.
So, you know, this is going to be so random, scratch. But you know,
she probably didn't even read
you know,
it. Right.
You know, King Shark from the new Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad, yeah,
the big shark guy from the remake.
Yep.
So I have that Funko Pop, and he's got one hand up like this, like holding it, and I made like a little toothpick sign and set it in the shower that said just like "You're the best" or something like that. Before I knew she was going to take a shower, so I do things like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's also, coming from me, it's always going to be a little bit silly. It's never going to be like, mi amore. You
know? Yeah, and mine is going to be, I would say mine would be goofy too. Like, I don't think I normally say slay queen, but I would, you know, do something like that because I think it'd be funny. But yeah, you give them a little note. You give them a little note to let them know.
I do that. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I guessed right what hers are.
Yeah.
You try to accommodate that.
Yeah. Love language.
Love language.
It's important.
Learn them.
Bear Rugs, we're pro love language here. Get your words of affirmation. Get your words of affirmation. Hot, greasy words. No napkins. Wipe them on your wife's dress.
Acts of service.
Acts of soivus. It's soivus. Say it right.
Physical Bahaba. Touch.
Hey.
Receiving gifts.
Hey, you're the bell of the ball.
Quality time.
What was that? Was that Australian?
I don't know.
Quality time.
quality.
Oy, mate. That's a
quality time.
Quality.
Like to spend some Joey quality there. Time with my kangaroo.
Hey, my Joey. Wait, why am I still Brooklyn? I can't do Australian, dude. Listen, guys, it's all about the words of affirmation. Okay, I've told you guys countless times.
Words of affirmation.
There you go.
Words.
Words
of affirmation.
Get
your words affirmation.
No napkins.
From the bear rugs.
The bear rugs. Those bear rugs. Anyway.
Yeah.
That's all I got, dude.
Yep, me too.
So, what do we got coming up Friday? What movie are we reviewing?
Super Mario movie review. Hey, an animated one, buddy.
Hey, it's animated. I wonder what Jim is going to score an animated movie. Is it going to break the barrier? What should we call that?
Like, history shows it's going to be less than 5.
Hey, what is that called? Like a wall, like an impassable wall.
A barrier?
The Jerrier, dude. Should we call it the
Jer barrier?
The
bear ear.
The bear, B-E-A-R ear. The Jer barrier, dude. I'm going to call it that. The Jer barrier. That's what we're going to coin it. Can this movie
smash through the Jer barrier?
Can this movie obliterate the Jer barrier?
You know what? Also,
yeah,
I'm a little bit, and we've both seen the movie already. The review is going to be recorded after this.
Oh, boy.
I'm undecided on a score still.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Well, I got some things to say.
I'm undecided whether it's high, whether it's above the Jer barrier or whether it's below it. I don't know yet. Maybe some of what you say might affect that.
We'll see.
We'll see. Okay.
We shall see.
That's it.
All right. That about wraps up everything we have for this episode. Thank you so much for listening. And remember,
don't be a bear rug. Don't do it. You'll regret it. Been there, done that. But in all seriousness, we really appreciate the listens, everybody, and we hope you tune in next time. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, be sure to visit our site at thebearrugs.com for additional episodes. We have all of our socials listed there. You know what they are. Give us a like, share, comment. If you're part of the older crowd, Pony Express that shit if you have to. Thanks for listening, everyone.